刚刚唱的这首诗歌。
The hymn that we sang just now。
我们要向着标杆直前。
That on toward the goal we press on。
不要再望后面。
Do not look behind us。
我们今天除了我们不往后看。
Today, one thing we do not look back。
我们也知道这条是一条不归路。
We also know that this road is a road of no return.
我们只能够往前走。
We can only walk forward.
因为我们的主来到地上是一直向着各个他山走的。
Because our Lord Jesus, when he came to this earth, he walked towards Calvary.
主今天救我们。
Today the Lord saves us.
是要我们能够一直往前走。
That we continue to walk forward.
这有诗歌说 no turning back.
It says no turning back.
我们没有的能够再往后转。
There's no way for us to turn back.
只有我们往前一直的认识他。
That we know him as we continue on.
我们乐意的一直往前走。
That we rejoice to keep going forward.
我们来读一些圣经。
We'll read some Bible verses.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第十六节。
First Peter chapter 2. Verse 16.
你们虽是自由的，却不可以借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章第四节。
Chapter 6.Verse 4.
我们只读前半句哈，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
The first half, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第十到第十二节。
Verses 10 through 12.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是从人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
For do I not persuade man of God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither receive it of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第六到第七节。
6 and 7.
以弗所书第六章六到七节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 6 and 7.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人的喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像是服侍人。
Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to man.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Chapter 2.
第三到第六节。
Verses 3 through 6.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕，劳力的农夫理当献的粮食。
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warred entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except that he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be first partaker of the fruit.
十四到第十六节。
Verses 14 through 16.
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前祝福他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的。 只能败坏听见的人。你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道，但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
20-23节。
22-23.
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起争论的。
20-23. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife.
最后24-25节。
24-25.
然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，活着神给他悔改的心，可以明白正道。
And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth.
我们圣经就先读到这里。
We'll read this far.
我这几次都与弟兄姊妹讲到侍奉神。
These few times I've shared with brothers and sisters about serving the Lord.
神救我们就是要我们侍奉他。
The Lord saves us to serve Him.
你去上班，老板请你，就是你要为公司打工。
When you go to work, your employer employs you to work for the company.
神救我们是要我们为他而活。
The Lord saves us that we'll live for Him.
也让我们来侍奉他。
That we'll serve Him.
所以换句话说，我们都应该有个使命的。
In other words, we have to have a mission.
我们要有使命，我们要知道主究竟今天托付给我们是什么。
We have to have a mission. What did the Lord entrust us today?
所以我们每个人都有责任的。
That every one of us has responsibility.
恩典是带下责任的。
Grace brings forth responsibility.
我上一次跟弟兄姊妹谈到，我们是神的仆人。
I share with you that we are servants of the Lord.
没错，我们是神的儿子。
Yes, we are the sons of God.
我们也是神的仆人。
We are also His servants.
神要他的仆人只有一个目的，就是来侍奉他。
God wants His servants only with one purpose, is to serve Him.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹已经用更这个提摩太后书提到了。
I mentioned to you in 2 Timothy.
第一个，我们要做主的精兵。
First, we have to be a good soldier of Christ.
我们一般的时候想说，精兵我们要好好的这个能够有能力去打仗。
Oftentimes he said a good soldier has to have the ability to go fight.
我们要能够有很好的这个计谋，怎么打胜这个仗。
We have to have good strategy to win the war.
那保罗在这里讲到精兵。
But here Paul speaks of the good soldier.
他没有在提到说我们要怎么装备去打。
He didn't say how to equip yourself.
他讲了一件非常重要的事。
But he speaks of something more important.
就是你能够把你事物缠累你的事能够摆得下来。
That you put away that things that entangle you.
我们今天不能够成为精兵，因为我们太多事把我们霸占住了。
Today we cannot be good soldiers because there are a lot of things that entangle us.
要成为精兵，有一个重点是我放得下。
That The important thing is that we have to put down, to let go.
我们只要能够一件一件在主面前放得下。
If we can one thing at a time let go before the Lord,
主就说我们能够在他面前成为精兵。
Then the Lord say you can be my good soldier.
一个要侍奉主的人，主希望我们成为精兵。
One who wants to serve the Lord wants us to be soldiers.
首要学习的能够放得下。
One thing we have to learn is to be able to let go.
这是一生的学习。
It's a life lesson.
我们太多缠累我们的事。
There are too many things that entangle us.
不见得是罪。
Not necessary as sin.
这里说事物缠身。
It's the things that entangle us.
在你人生的不同的阶段，有不同的事物缠累我们。
There are different affairs of this life that entangle us.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们是运动员。
We are athletic.
在这里他提到说哈，他说在比武场上比武的要按规矩。
We're athletes. So we have to follow the rules.
你不按规矩，你拿不到奖项的。
If we do not follow the rules, then we cannot get a trophy.
换句话说，神说我们要像运动员。
So God says we have to be like athletes.
运动员要成为好的运动员的话，
you have to be good athletes.
要接受严格的训练。
You have to have a very strict training.
所以说，我们来今天来侍奉他，我们要像运动员，要接受严格的训练。
So the Lord says that if we are to be good athletes, we have to.
前面先讲你有放下。
First to let go.
你要知道，运动员也放下很多。
Athletes they let go of many things.
还没过十岁，已经家都不在家里面，就已经在训练中心，一直到他成功为止。
Before 10, they already put in training centers until they succeed.
我们今天主的确把我们摆在 training ground, 把我们摆在一个训练的场所。
So today the Lord indeed put us in a training ground.
我们愿意被训练吗？
Are we willing to be trained?
我们很多时候我们觉得太累了。
Many times we feel that it's too tired.
我们觉得太难了。
It is too hard.
我们觉得不可能。
It's impossible.
我们就退了。
So we just back off.
我们这样的走，那我们就没办法能够一直往前。
To walk like that way, then we cannot go forward.
神给我们的训练乃是给我们能够往前的。
The training that the Lord gives us is one that will move us
forward. 刚刚唱的那首诗歌叫 Press On.
That song that we sang just now says Press On.
难的我还是要 press on,
even though it's hard, I have to press on,
因为我有个目标。
Because I have a goal.
我知道今天的训练目的是什么。
I know what the training is for.
乃是为着将来。
It's for the future.
所以如果我们能够有目标的话，
if we can have a goal,
我们能够像运动员能够接受训练。
Then we can be like the athletes to receive the training.
如果不接受训练，
if we do not accept the training,
我们犯规，
then we'll be
disqualified. 我们有一天我们会懊悔的。
And one day we will regret.
第三个我们提到做农夫。
Third, the husbandman.
他说做农夫要劳力的。
He has to labor.
我们这今天都希望能够不劳而获。
Today we wish to gain without labor.
我希望用我的小聪明就得到最高的回报。
Maybe with my little smart, being smart, I can just get what I want.
但是这个我们中国人也叫一分什么耕耘一分收获。
How much you labor you gain?
保罗在这里说，你要做劳力的农夫。
He says here you have to be a husbandman.
他有个结果。
It has a result.
先得粮。
You're the first to gain.
你劳力，你先得到收获。
If you labor, then you gain first.
我们侍奉主。
When we serve the Lord.
不要只想整天要帮别人。
Do not just feel you have to help others.
当我们愿意在主的手中被主将来训练的时候，
When we are willing to be trained by the Lord,
我们愿意殷勤，我们愿意劳力的时候，
We are willing to be diligent to labor,
我们先得到益处。
We will be the one who gains.
因为主应许说我们先得粮的。
Because the Lord promises that we will be the first person.
不是别人先得粮。
It's not others first.
换句话说，我们要先得到，我们才能够帮得了别人。
In other words, we have to first.
我们没得到，我们帮人全部都是道理。
If we can't have it first, then when we help others, it's all just the knowledge.
所以劳力就会有果效。
When you labor, there is a result.
劳力。或者说才会有果效。
When you labor, then you can gain the fruit.
所以我们需要付代价。
So we have to pay the price.
使我们的劳力，我们能够先得到我们的主。
That when we labor, we can first gain our Lord.
我今天要继续下去了。
I want to continue on.
在提摩太后书第二章提到第四个。
In chapter 2, it says the fourth point.
第二章十五节他说要做无愧的工人。
There will be a workman that need not be ashamed.
一个侍奉主的人，我们要向着这个标杆是做无愧的工人。
That today, towards that goal, a servant of God to be one that.
什么叫无愧？
What does it mean by not being ashamed?
圣经有告诉我们说要我们要有无愧的良心。
That we have to have a clear conscience.
神给我们一个良心。
God gives us a conscience.
但是这个良心我们会有愧的。
Sometimes we fall short of that.
我们存心要骗人的时候，你里面不舒服的。
If we purposefully want to trick others or lie to others, then it just can't happen.
无愧的工人，第一个无愧的良心。
To be not ashamed, that means you have to have a clear conscience.
我们向着神里面是坦然的。
That inside us, we are clear before the Lord.
我们里面就是要得神的喜悦。
Within us, we want to please the Lord.
什么是有愧呢？
What it is to have not a clear conscience.
这个圣经里面有提些人的。
The Bible mentions some characters.
你看好像巴兰。
Balaam.
他是神的工人。
He's a servant of God.
他是先知。
He was a prophet.
在圣经到各个地方都说他是一个贪财的天先知。
But in all places, the Bible referred him that he was one that is greedy.
因为他特爱钱。
Because he loves money.
你要我咒，他是先知，他咒诅那些人就被咒诅，他祝福这些人就被祝福。
He was a prophet, so he can curse and those people be cursed, and he blasts the people.
但是他为钱而做的。
But he did it for money.
这样的服侍是有愧的。
Such service is to be ashamed.
在摩西的时代。
In the times of Moses,
这个你发现他的姐姐那米利安
his sister Miriam,
你发现在那个时代有很多这个算是领导和带领的那些人
many leaders during that time,
我们最出名的就叫可拉这一批人
the group Korah,
他们都反对摩西
they were against Moses,
他们的问题是什么
what was their problem?
难道神只跟你说话，没也跟我们说吗？
Does the Lord only speak to you and not to us?
所以他们心中不服。
So they were uneven within.
因为这个不服。
Because they were not really to submit.
他们在神面前不能够成为一个无愧的人。
So before the Lord, they cannot be one who is not ashamed.
成为一个有愧的人。
They do not have a clear conscience.
我本来把这个有愧跟羞愧分开的。
Initially, I put this clear conscience and being ashamed apart.
那现在换字了，他刚刚就是 shameless and not shameful， 对对对，这些英文都是就是你 shame 跟 not shame， right？ 哦 ，OK， 我讲完了。
In English, it's to be ashamed or not be ashamed.
Yeah， 所以你，但是你知道有一些是这个不是你定义要去做的。
Some things you do not set your heart to do.
你也觉得我这样做是不对。很羞愧的。
But you know that doing that you'll be ashamed.
但是你就发现好像我没办法越过这一个。
But you realize you can't get over that.
主很多的话，很多的命令，你发现你服不来。
Then many times the Lord's word and His commandments you are not able to submit.
你一点点的成就，你就想要得荣耀。
Just with a little success, you want to gain glory.
你可以说 I just can't help it. 这个就。Subconsciously, 在潜意识里面，你偷了神的荣耀。
Subconsciously, you already stolen God's glory.
无愧的工人。
To be a servant that's not ashamed.
我们要一个无愧的良心。
We have to have a clear conscience.
我们不要成为一个羞愧的人。
Do not be one that's been put to shame.
在这个提摩太后书这里说哈。
In 2 Timothy it says.
他说。比较负面，他说不要为言语争辩。
Negatively, it says not to have a dividing of the word.
也不要远离世俗的虚谈。
Yes, I'll shun profane and vain babbling.
言语的争辩。
This dividing up the word of truth.
我想我们啊，这个常常为着圣经一些字句，或者为了一些的我们一些观念，我们一直在争辩。
Many times for the words in the Bible or our concept, we just keep having a.
我们是喜欢争辩的人。
Argument, because we like to argue.
从小孩子开始就爱争辩。
From very young.
Argument 比较重一点 ，reasoning 是我们就是我有理，你没理。
We like to reason. We say, oh, I have all the reason, and you not.
我记得我出来学传福音啊，为着辩这个进化论，哦呦，我这个他脸红，我也脸红。
At first, when I was preaching the gospel, because of this evolution thing, I kind of argue with the person too. His face was red, and mine was too.
他想说服我，我也想说服他。
He was trying to convince me, and I was trying to convince him.
你其实慢慢地发现，这跟你说服一个人一点关系都没有。
Gradually, you realize that this has nothing.
但是我们为着面子。
啊、
这个我信主这么久，今天不能说服你进化论是错的。哎呦，这个没面子。
I believe in the Lord for so long. Why can't I convince you of this evolution thing?
他也觉得你这么笨，这么几年没读过进化论，你还信这个东西。
And he feels that you're so stupid and you have not read this and you still believe in the Bible.
爱争辩。
We like to.
因为我们想说服人。
We like to convince others.
我去过一次一个聚会。
I've been to a meeting.
一个弟兄聚会完，立刻就来找我。
After a meeting, this brother immediately came to me.
你是相信一次得救的，就永远得救，还是一次得救不永远得救
？Do you believe in being saved and you're saved or not and just one saved?
你真的怎么回答都倒。
No matter how you respond to him.
因为他没有答案的。
It's hard because he
因为圣经没有写一次得救永远得救。
Because the Bible didn't say if you're saved once, you're saved forever.
但如果你说一次得救永远得救，他可以找出许多圣经节告诉你不是这样子。
If you tell him yes, if you're saved once, you're saved forever, then he can find many.
因为
doesn't say that.
那是他不理解圣经其他所讲的话。
Because he doesn't understand what the Bible was trying to say.
当你要解那些，他说你乱解圣经。
So when you're trying to explain to him, he said you do not.
这个再讲下去是没底的了。
So there's no end to this reasoning.
我有一次又去了一个聚会。
Another meeting.
这个一坐下来吃饭。
When I was sitting down to eat.
你同意加尔文讲的话吗
？Do you agree with Calvin?
我问你们在座，加尔文是谁都还不知道。
Many of us do not know who's Calvin.
这个一坐下来就问我，你是加尔文派的吗
？Alright, do you belong to the Calvinists?
我问他你为什么要这样问我呢
？I said, why do you ask me this question?
你是相信预定论吗
？Do you believe in predestination?
我整个饭局就是在讲这个。
The whole meal was about this.
我让他讲，但是没办法讲下去。
I let him.Continue, but I couldn't say anything.
说圣经在这里说，你这个会败坏很多听到的人。
So the Bible says that this will be harmful to those who are listening.
因为我们今天要的是使人更认识我的主。
Because today we want men to know our Lord.
更信得过我们的主。
To believe in him.
更甘心乐意跟随我们的主。
To be more willing to follow him.
而不是只是要搞这种的思想。
It's not just to go into all such thinking.
很多人因为这个使人他就灰心了。
Many are disheartened.
你们信主这么久，只是整天在搞这些东西。
You will believe in the Lord for so long. All you do every day.
这种争论是一点益处都没有。
That you're reasoning and arguing about such.
另外，他这里提到世俗的虚谈。
Here it says about the profane and vain babbling.
换句话说，你世界所有的朋友谈什么
？What are you talking about with your friends？
是不是也是我们谈的
？Is it what we talk about too？
买的股票升了没
？Have you the stock rise？
你说我公司有个同事，他也是基督徒。
I have a coworker who's also a Christian.
久不久就跑来我的 cube 里面说：“哎呀，股票又掉了。”
He often comes to me and say, "Oh, the stock."
不是其他股票，我们公司股票掉。
Not others, but our company.
这个， 我说我从来就不看也不 care。
I said I don't look at it and I don't care。
所以他就没法讲下去，我根本就不 care。
So he couldn't continue because I didn't care。
是因为你 care 你玩啊，这样。
Because if you care that,
看着他降下来，你的心还在那里。
If you care, you're finished because you see the stock drop.
但是你这样，我们弟兄姊妹，我们是不是也在看这个东西啊？
Brothers and sisters, are we also looking at these things?
是不是我们谈谈怎么买房子、买车子？
And we talk about buying houses, buying cars.
不是说不能买、不能买的了，你走路来聚会了。
I can't say you don't buy these.
但是我们的心不是在这个上面的。
Our hearts are not on these things.
因为圣经讲说这个是世俗的虚谈。
Because these are all profane and vain.
如果我们只是整天想到说我怎么赚多钱。
If all we think about all day is how much I earn.
主在地上说这是世界人所追求的。
The Lord said this is what the people in this world.
你们好好来追求我。
But pursue me.
这些东西我会嫁给你。
I will give them to you.
但是我们观点没办法过。
We can't turn around.
我们就要像世人去追求这些东西。
We will be like the people in this world.
我要像世人一样，我要怎么成功？
How am I going to be successful?
人家为什么看中他不看中我？
Why do people esteem him and not me?
为什么生他不生我？
To give him a raise and not me.
我就有办法，我就要离开，还是我要做 something?
And maybe I want to leave this work and do something else.
弟兄姊妹，主今天救我。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord save us today.
我们有一个荣耀的地位。
We have a glorious position.
你知道那个浪子的故事？
You know the story of the prodigal.
大儿子整天在家里。
The elder son stayed at home.
老二就出去倾家荡产。
The younger one spent all the fortune away.
结果老二回来，哇，爸爸好像很看重他的。又给他吃大餐。
The younger came back and the father was very good toward him.
那个老大怎么样？
What did the elder one do?
心里不舒服。
He was not happy inside.
我天天跟你在家里，没煮过大餐给我吃。
I'm with you every day. You didn't even cook it.
他的想法是什么？就要吃一个大餐。
All he thought about is have a good meal.
你知道这个心思出问题了。
This is to do with the mind.
爸爸后来怎么跟他说？
What did the father say?
我所有的都是你的。
All of mine is yours.
你怎么只是为了一个大餐你就过不去呢？
Why do you just why are you like this because of that meal?
弟兄姊妹，我们是天父的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are the children of the heavenly father.
他说哪有儿女求饼我给他蛇的呢？
I wouldn't give a snake to a child when he asked for bread.
但是我们的心思都说主我信不过你。
But our mind we just can't trust
the Lord. 我们的心思说神你根本不爱我。
We said Lord you do not love me.
说我自己来了， take in my own hand， 我自己来了。
So I just take in my own hands and do it my own way.
这是我们误会我们的主。
We have misunderstood our Lord.
所以我们弟兄姊妹聚在一起，
求
主给我们的心思可以变，
或
者改一个就是可以更新，以致我们不是整天追求跟世界人差不多。当我们的心思意念跟追求跟世界人差不多的时候，我们聚在一起就会谈世俗的虚谈。
And when we get us together, we talk about this worldly, this profane and vain babbling.
你说它的结果是什么？它进到更不敬虔的地方。
What is the consequence? It's to increase into more ungodliness.
你谈这个越多，你不会更爱主的。
The more you discuss about this, you can't love the Lord more.
你一直在想这个，只有你一直往世界跑。
All you think about these things, then you will be walking towards the world.
所以在这里，保罗说你要成为主的仆人。
If you're to be servants of God.
不要为言语争辩。
Do not be dividing the word of truth.
不要注重世俗的虚谈。
Do not to shun away from profane and vain babbling.
第十八节他那里提到哈，他说我们不要偏离这个真道。
That we do not walk away from this truth.
你知道他们有些人说复活的事过了。
Some say that the resurrection is past already.
没有复活的事。
There is no resurrection.
这个，你这影响很多人对主的信心。我们今天没复活，我们今天聚在这里干嘛？
It affects a lot of faith of others because if the Lord has not resurrected, then why do we
gather? 圣经讲说这是一个毒仓。
The Bible said that this is a
cancer.
It's like cancer.
Poison, poison what? 那仓是什么意思？毒瘤。
It's like a tumor.
对啊，不是 benign， 是 poison。 这圣经也讲哦，这个笑是会发起来。
the Bible also say that a yeast it will grow.
笑在圣经里面讲到罪。
It speaks about sin.
也讲到教训。
Also about teachings.
是他说一个不对的教训会在神家里面发酵的，会发起。
A wrong teaching would just raise up like the yeast raise up.
好像初期教会他们讲到尼哥拉。
In the church in the beginning, that Nicolaitan.
他说以前只有这种实习。That's the way that they do it.
Oh, it's the way that they do it.
但后来成为一个教训。
And then from what you're doing it, it becomes a teaching.
什么叫尼哥拉？
What is Nicholas?
那是说神家里有圣品的，也有平信徒。
That means you have clergy and you have lay person.
这不是主当初救我们有的。
This is not what the Lord has when He saved us.
什么神父了、牧师，这个制度都不是圣经里面有。
All the like the fathers, the pastors, it's not what the
但是,
Lord has.
但是这个已经影响到今天整个基督教。
But it has already affected the entire Christianity.
这个叫做笑。
This is the yeast.
你叫今天新神学派。
The new
Christianity.
New,
英文是叫 new 吗？这个我也不知道英文叫什么了。
New theology.
啊？Modern theology, okay. 他们根本就不相信神迹。
They do not believe in miracles.
你知道，我发现有弟兄们啊，这个不小心读他们的东西。
I found that some brothers unknowingly have read their stuff.
结果到后来，的确开始怀疑圣经很多的神迹。
In the end, they start to doubt the miracles in the Bible.
你知道，曾经有一个人就找一个小女孩来谈。
One time, a person talked to a little girl.
因为那小女孩觉得神很伟大，红海都可以分开。
The girl was saying, "The Lord is so wonderful, and He can divide the Red Sea."
这个以色列人走在干地上面。
The Israelites walk on dry ground.
他说啊，你不知道，那时候水很浅，大概十几寸的水。
And he said, "No, you do not know that water was very shallow."
他们当然都可以走过去了。
About 10-12 inches.
这有什么神迹吗？
What miracle?
对，这就走得过去。
You can just walk.
那小女孩那时候给她讲了，都没得回答，对不对？
The little girl do not know how to answer.
这个你们大人嘛，你看到这不是神迹啊。
You are grown up, you do not believe this is a miracle.
但是后来小女孩回来又很高兴的说，哎呦，这更大的神迹。
And the little girl was even happier when she returned.
啊，这个新神学派这个老师啊，他说怎么会是更大的神迹呢？
And the teacher said, how can it be a greater miracle?
他说你说十几寸的水。
He said just 10-12 inches of water.
可以把埃及的军兵跟马都淹死了。你说这不是更大的神迹吗？
Only such a shallow water can bury all the Egyptian army. Well, this is a greater miracle.
我有时候真的很感谢主，这个小孩子，神也给他有真智慧。
God has given true wisdom to the little girl.
让这个大人，这个 adult 没一话讲就走掉了。
And as the grown up just walk away.
我们今天想要把神的所有作为用我们的理性把它都盖过去的话。
We use our reasoning to cover all of what God said.
你只有最后是自打嘴巴的。
Then you will just be slapping your.
因为神的话是永远立定的。
You'll be speechless because the Lord's word.
神所做的事也永远是立定的。
What the Lord has done stands forever.
不会因着历史时代的变动，这些就变。
It doesn't change with the change in history and generations.
我跟大家读一读《哥林多后书》第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
第三、第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
更多后书十一章第三第四节，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是我们所受过的，或者另的一个福音不是我们所得过的，你们容忍他也就罢了。
But I fear lest by any means as the servant beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. But if he that come preach another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if he received another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
这里提到哈，我更要提到这个什么叫做偏离真道。
What it is to be stray away from the truth.
另一个耶稣。
It's another Jesus.
另一个灵。
Another spirit.
另一个福音。
Another gospel.
你知道现在很多真的是另一个耶稣。
Nowadays, is that people preach another Jesus?
主耶稣在地上说：“你们说我是谁？”
The Lord, when He was on this earth, He said, "Who am I?"
今天也许多人在定位耶稣是谁。
A lot of people try to define who Jesus is.
圣人。
He's a saint.
道德家。
He's a
high moral person.
A person with high morals.
甚至今天也有人说他是受造的。
Even people would say that he's the one who's been created.
他比神低一等，他是神，不低一等。
He's God, but he's lower than God.
他没有真的复活，精神复活了。
People say he didn't really resurrect, but just his mind.
我要举的多得不得了，这个各种，因为我们没办法接受耶稣就是神。
Many people speak about many things, but because we they.
但是他们说他们是基督徒。
But they still say they are Christians.
这个是许多人的信心败坏掉了。
But this has caused a lot of harm to many people.
我也遇到很多人说我今天信神。
Many say I believe in God.
那个神是他想出来的神。
But a God that he has thought.
只要跟圣经里面不同的。
As long as it's different from the Bible.
他都不信。
He doesn't believe.
他只信他自己想出来的那个神。
He only believes in the God that he has thought of.
你知道现在中国哈有一个教派叫做东方闪电。
There is this.
听过吗？东方闪电。
This group in China that's called the Eastern Lightning.
因为主耶稣回来是从东方回来的。
Because when Christ returned, he's
闪电从东到西都看见主回来了。
The lightning from the east to the west, you also.
他为什么改这个名字
？Why did they change to this name?
因为他说耶稣已经回来了。
Because they said Jesus has already returned.
现在再信耶稣太晚了。
It's too late to believe now.
耶稣已经回来了。
He has returned.
他已经做王了。
He's already the king.
那这次回来呢？主耶稣第一次来是男的。
This when he first came, he was a.
现在来的是女的。
Now when he comes again, it's a female.
他第一次来是犹太人。
First he was a Jew.
第二次来中国人。
Second time is Chinese.
胡说八道，我告诉你。
All nonsense.
这个还最近说这个，我没看说最近说这个耶稣来了美国了。
They also say Jesus has come.
主要回来还要受时空限制的。
If Jesus has returned, is he restricted by the time?
你知道这个要迷惑多少人
？This will confuse many people.
说今天啊，我们要说圣经说啊，已经讲了。如果有一天你听到说基督在这里，基督在那里，不要相信。
The Bible already said that if one day you hear Jesus is here or here, do not believe.
圣经已经有很明确的讲主是怎么样回来。
Because the Bible speaks very clearly how the Lord will return.
他说子也不知道，只有父知道。
Even the Son will not know, only the Father.
已经先预言有这些事发生。
They already prophesied that these will happen.
那另外他要讲到另外一个灵。
Another spirit.
你知道。地上有邪灵的。
You know that there are evil spirits on this earth.
我们今天哈，圣经说我们要追求更多认识主。
The Bible says we have to pursue to know the Lord.
我们不要追求那个能力。
Do not pursue that power.
今天很多人要追求圣灵充满，为什么他就要得到那个能力
？Many pursue the filling of the Spirit in order to get that power.
你要知道，不小心你去追求的一个邪灵回来了。
Unknowingly you're pursue an evil spirit.
所以他说、啊、这个是另一个灵，我们要非常注意的。
So it says to be very careful of this other spirit.
第三个，另一个福音。
The third, another gospel.
我要问大家，你听的福音，我们希望听的是纯正的。
We hope that the gospel that we hear is pure.
今天我们传福音很多都不是很纯正的。
When we preach a lot of preaching, the gospel is not pure.
我遇到一些弟兄姊妹。
I've met brothers and sisters.
信主几年了。
They have believed in the Lord a few years.
我只信新约。
I only believe in the New Testament.
我只读新约。
I only read the New Testament.
旧约不读。
They do not read the.
我又遇到了我这个新约没有，我只读四福音。
And not the one I met, I only read the gospel.
你四福音讲到耶稣。
Because the four gospels.
其他都是门徒写的。
The rest of my.
都是人写的。
All by man.
我不看。
I do not read them.
我只读四福音。
I will only read the gospel.
我又遇到了。
And another one I met.
四福音也不行。
And not the four gospels.
他的圣经，所有耶稣讲过的话，红字的。
Only those in red they'll spoken by Jesus.
那里面有些人的圣经是耶稣讲话都是红的。
Some in the Bible they have those some versions.
他只读红字的。
In red that's spoken by Jesus.
其他都不读的。
The person only read those that are in red.
我有时候我遇到我说真的一样米养各样的人。
I met different kinds of people.
你都说信耶稣了。
You said you believe in Jesus.
但是呢，你发现偏离的很厉害。
But already being walk astray off the path.
因为都是在迎合我们自己喜欢的
It's all to meet what we like.
而不是真的接受主要给我们什么话弟兄姊妹我们这个心思是非常非常有问题的一个地方
mind is full of troubles.
我们常常传福音说这个更多应该更多后书十章说把人的心思夺回来
Many times to preach the gospel and say to gain the mind of people.
我们是在传福音说把朋友的心思夺回来。
We said to gain the minds of the friends.
在弟兄姊妹，今天我们真正蒙恩得救的话。
And brothers and sisters, if we are truly saved.
我们也要把弟兄姊妹的心思能够夺回来。
We want to gain back the minds of the.
只是我们传福音的对象不同。
That we preach the gospel.
福音很大。
The gospel is great.
福音不只是救我们的灵
It's not just to save our spirit.
它也救我们的魂
It saves our soul.
对一个灵没得救的我们传福音是为了他的灵能够得救
The spirit that's not saved we preach in order that
能够把他的灵心思夺回来使他们灵能够得救
That we gain their mind so their spirit can be saved.
但这对弟兄姊妹
But to brothers and sisters.
我们传福音是能够把人的魂都回来
That we preach that we can gain their souls back.
也要把他们心思能够夺回来
To gain their mind.
说不简单的一件事情
It's not an easy
我们信思已经这么被魔鬼所得着
We have our minds so gained by the,
我们需要把这些人的信思夺回来
We need to gain it back.
在初期教会的时候
In the early church,
你知道他们的问题偏离这个福音是他们回到犹太教他们说只信耶稣不够
They said to believe in Jesus,
我还需要守律法
We have to hold on to the law
我们才能够称义的
Then we can be right, be righteous
今天问题就多了
But today many problems
今天有人说信耶稣也还是不够
People say oh it's not enough
因为我会失去救恩的
Because I'll lose my salvation
所以我要有行为
Because then I have to have works
老周 我昨天跟这弟兄们弟兄姊妹交通
I shared the brothers and sisters
圣经说你要做世界的光
He said, "You have to be the light of this world."
所以我拼命做光。
So I have to strive.
我走出去就要给人看一下我今天信主了，你看我的行为多好。
I walk out. I want to let people see that, you know, look at my works. It's so good.
做世界的光，世界也不是你外面做出来的。
To be the light of this world, you can't just do it.
你越亲近主，你就自然有光。
The more you draw nigh to the Lord,
你不亲近主，你没有光的。
If you don't draw nigh to the Lord, then you do not have light.
主耶稣是太阳，他是光体。
The Lord is the sun, it's that's the light.
我们是月亮，我们是反射那个光。
We are like the moon that we reflect the light.
我们亲近主，自然有光。
If we draw nigh to the Lord, naturally.
你不亲近主，你的光是自己照出来的。
If you do not draw nigh to the Lord, then the light is from yourself.
世界上最好的道德家。
The best, the one person of good morals in this world.
或者他特别修养好的人。
A very good.
他行为也非常好。
Good actions and good works.
但那只是外面做出来。
But it's all from the outside.
不是里面出来的东西。
It's all outwardly.
我们今年只一个目的，就是多亲近我们的主。
We have one purpose to draw nigh to the Lord.
让主的生命自然从我们里面能够出来。
That the Lord's life naturally to flow through to us.
我们外面不行，因为我们里面不行。
Outwardly we can't because inwardly we failed.
所以但愿主给我们。致力的就是来亲近我们的主。
That we strive to draw nigh to him.
你知道今天在这个福音里面太多迎合人的口味了。
In this gospel today, it's going to just meet the needs of people.
我到别州去探访一个家庭，一个弟兄姊妹。
I was visiting a family.
也信主很久。
In another state, they have believed for a long time.
他只要讲就是爱。
all they wanted to say is love.
你讲十字架，讲管教，他完全拒绝。
If you say you talk about the cross, the dealings, the
那神是爱啊，怎么有这个事和管教的这事
？And you talk about discipline, they reject that. You say God is love.
人所要的就是那个溺爱，什么都照我的，就是大家没事没事，啥事都没。
All people want is love. If, as long as you love me, that's fine.
今天还有一个成功神学。
There's another thing called the
prosperity
gospel.
你成功了，神的荣耀，你也的荣耀。
When you prosper, then you gain the glory. God gains the glory too.
我们今天我们要的只有他的荣耀，我有没有荣耀 doesn't matter.
Today, what we want is His glory. Whether I gain the glory or not, that doesn't matter.
今天也有一批人在讲。都很出名的这些牧师传道人
another group of people with famous pastors
没有破碎这回事的
there's no such thing as being broken
你想我们不破碎主的生命怎么出来
if we are not broken how can the life of our Lord be released
今天也许多基督徒天堂天国也分不了
many Christians today can't know the difference between heaven and the kingdom of heaven
今天很多人为着得着知识分子
Many once again intellectual.
他们用心理学，用哲学讲到这些人，哇，为非圣我，就是听得津津有味。
They use psychology and philosophy to gain these people to, so they speak really well and.
大家喜欢听。
People like to listen to all these messages.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，虽然有人说在里面说信主。
Indeed, maybe some say they believe.
我只能够说他举手表示他要信主。
I can only say they maybe raise their hand.
主的生命有没有真的进来成为一个大问号
？Where the Lord's life is in that person, that's a big question mark.
今天有人说信耶稣。
Many say they believe in Jesus.
我就是要做好人。
I just want to be a good
person. 因为主耶稣劝人向善。
Because the Lord says to do good works.
保罗在哥林多。哥林多后书这里提啊，我们刚刚读的第十一章，他说我恐怕你们失去对主那纯义纯净的心。
Then he was afraid that we would lose that simplicity that is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们除了不要传另一个耶稣、另一个灵、另一个福音
，that we do not preach another Jesus, another Spirit, another Gospel.
我也希望弟兄姊妹。我们能够分辨什么叫另一个福音。
Brothers and sisters, that we may also discern what is another gospel.
如果我们不好好追求认识主的话
，If we do not pursue the Lord,
你不要认为你能够防备另一个福音。
Do not think that you can be okay with another gospel.
可能有一天你去到某个地方，你就不能够再分辨这是纯正的福音吗？还是变的一个福音。
Maybe you go to another place, you wouldn't be able to differentiate to discern.
他那里说撒旦引诱夏娃，是讲到似是而非的事。
Satan tempts Eve is all these subtle things.
Subtle 很好哈，就是看起来是对的，其实是错的。
It seems like it's good, but it's bad.
所以你就掉进去了。
Then you fall for his trap.
所以我们今天需要能够分辨的。
So today we need to learn to discern.
这里讲的无愧的工人。
The workman that is not ashamed.
他后面有正面讲说按正义分解神的话。
It says to rightly dividing the word of truth.
正义分解神真理的道。
To rightly divide the word of truth.
你这彼得后书第一章二十节就有诗意解释神的话。
That some would divide to explain God's word in their own way.
所以你知道这个是一个对比哈，我是按照正义呢，我还是按照我自己喜欢的来讲呢
？Do we rightly divide the word of truth or according to what we want?
如果我是按照诗意的话
，If I divide it by my own will,
我就偏离这条路道路。
Then I've already fall apart from walk astray of this.
我们会用诗意的，乃是我们对主不单纯。
If we have this what we want, then it's because we are not simple before the Lord.
我们对主的心不够绝对，我们就会逮溜神的话。
When our hearts are not absolute to what the Lord. word, then we'll dilute his word.
所以我们今天在主的面前，求主使我们对主是越过越能够绝对的。
That before the Lord, we ask the Lord that we can be more and more absolute before Him.
彼得在写彼得前书的时候，他说你要渴慕纯正的灵粮。
That in Peter, First Peter, that we desire that pure milk.
我们应该在心中有一个说，我要那纯正的。
In our heart, we have to want that is pure.
我渴慕有这个纯正的。
We desire for that is pure.
我愿意跟大家看一段这个交通一段的圣经哈。
I want to share with you a passage in the Bible.
很简单的。
It's very simple.
看起来大家都读过了。
Maybe you have all read this.
创世纪第一章第一节，有谁不会背的举手。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, if you do not memorize.
所有人没信主之前第一章第一节都读过了。
Everyone who's not before
the beginning. 甚至第一章都读过了。
Maybe the first chapter you have read.
那就上千上万的问题。
You have many, many questions.
那我只跟大家看这个第一章第一、第二节。
The first chapter and verses 1 and 2.
创世纪第一章第一节，他说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
然后第二节呢，他说地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水上。
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
我想再跟你们读一节圣经哈，我试试看按正义分解，就是交通这段话。这个出埃及记第二十章。
I will try to rightly divide the word of truth.
出埃及记第二十章第十一节。
Exodus chapter 20,
verse 11.
Verse 11.
他说因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物第七天就安息了。
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day.
我多年读这段起初神创造天地，然后呢这个地是空虚混沌啊，渊面黑暗，读来读去反正就是这样读了。
Many years I have read, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
因为我又不懂原文。
I do not know the origin text.
所以有些懂原文的弟兄们一交通了，哎呦，我整本圣经打开了。
Those who know the original text shared, and then the Bible opened.
对啊，我们告诉人说，你看人类的历史4000年旧约，2000年新约。
You see the history of man, 4,000 years of Old Testament and 2,000 years of New
Testament. 那现在考古学发现就是10000年前的这个东西在里面的。
Now they have discovered this million-year-old thing in the ground.
哇，还有很多恐龙。
Many dinosaurs.
哎呦，我就不会讲下去了。
I couldn't continue.
我说圣经不会错。
I said the Bible cannot be wrong.
那恐龙也没错。
Dinosaurs are not wrong either.
除非考古学乱盖了，对不对？这也没错。
They're there. It's not wrong.
那究竟是谁错了？
Who's wrong?
这个就不敢了。传福音最怕人问这个问题。
When you preach the gospel, you're afraid that people ask this question.
所以我们来看第一章第一节。
So you'll see chapter 1 verse 1.
其实现在很多英文版本呢，就把它都写得比较好一点了。
Many of the translation now, the Bible translations are much
better. 你知道第一句啊，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
他是讲的起初神创造诸天和地。
It says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
英文有 S 的，中文就天就不知道哪里加 S 了，所以他写的时候没写诸天。
In Chinese, it didn't say heavens.
我们想的天就坐飞机在上面飞的。
The heavens, the sky.
Sky, yes.
Okay, it's like the sky.
但是你看保罗写，我曾经被带到三层天。
When Paul wrote it, he has been up the
third heaven.
Heaven.
所以我们发现这个天，神就诸天和地。
It's heavens and the earth.
讲到地就是这个地。
The earth is just this earth.
那第二个句话呢？地是空虚混沌的。
And the earth was without form and void.
整个问题是什么？是那个是这个字。你说这个字哈，我想大家都知道罗德的故事。
We know the story of Lot.
罗德的太太变成怎么样
？What did the wife of Lot turn into?
岩柱。
A pillar of salt.
圣经里面写说，罗德的妻子变成岩柱，那个变成。 就是原文是跟这个字一样的是。
When the wife of Lot turned into the pillar of salt, the original text is the same as this was.
换句话说，起初神创造诸天和地，地变成空虚混沌。
In other words, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, but the earth was without form.
所以你这样一读的话，你发现这里有个 gap 了。
So you see there's a gap there.
神造了诸天和地。
The Lord created heavens and earth.
什么东西让地变成空虚混沌？
What happened to make the earth become form, without form and void?
有事情发生了。
Something happened.
说真的，好好读圣经的就好好看下去了。
Those who read the Bible, they would.
圣经没有太多讲到天使怎么造的。
Didn't say how God created the angels.
但是我们知道天使有堕落过的。
We know the angels have fallen before.
说很明显，地会变成空虚混沌，神已经在前面有一个毁灭了。
That the earth was without form and void is because the Lord has already have destruction before that.
那后面他说神又造，你要发现很多都是呼唤出来的，要有光就有光。
It says a lot that when the Lord said there'll be light, there was light.
后面那个造的字跟前面创造的字是不同字的。
That create. The word creation, creating or creation is different. The one before and after is different.
前面那个是用 create, 后面用 form 或者用 made.
In the beginning it says God created, but then.After that, it says that God made this.
Or form it.
Or form it.
所以字用的字眼不同。
So the word used.
刚刚给大家读出埃及记这个二十章里面讲说，神用六日造天地海。
It says in Exodus that the Lord used 6 days to make this.
你看，英文已经用 made 了，不是 created.
The heaven, earth.And the sea.
所以你要知道，当我们这样来读圣经的，圣经很多东西都可以打开了。
When we read the Bible in such a way, then many things will be open to us.
所以我们弟兄来的时候，常常跟我们说，我们要能够把圣经解开。
My brothers often encourage us to, kind of like.
我们真的能够把圣经打得开的话，我们许多神要对我们讲的话，我们里面就通了。
Then, what the Lord wants to speak to us will be opened up to us.
所以现在你就明白了，有龙恐龙没差别，因为这那个时代被毁灭了。
So now you understand that it's okay to have dinosaurs because that has been.
你说有冰河时代也没问题，那个时候被毁灭掉。
And even the ice age has been destroyed.
你说现在有亿万年没问题，
millions,
真毁灭掉。
Millions of years and it's already destroyed.
我明白了这个，我多乐意传福音啊！
After I understood all these, how much more really I was going to preach the gospel.
我多少年被封口，我突然间 release.
I cannot have to shut up, but all of a sudden I was released.
问题不是圣经不对。
It's not that the Bible was wrong.
问题也不是考古家不对。
It's not that those archaeologists are wrong.
问题是我没有好好读圣经。
The problem is I did not read the Bible.
说弟兄姊妹，我们好好读主的话。
So let us carefully read the word.
我们也能够去默想主的话。
That we can meditate on His word.
我们求主救我们，不用我们的智慧来明白主的话。
That we do not use our own wisdom to understand God's word.
我刚跟你们读了，保罗说我不是人教导，我是从主启示来。
That Paul said that he wasn't taught by men, but it was from the revelation of God.
我们今天就算有传道人、有年长的弟兄姊妹帮助我们、教导我们，但最终还是主启示我们的。
Maybe there are brothers who are helping us, but in the end, it's God who reveal Himself to us.
我们才能够真的明白主的话。
Then we can truly understand the word of God.
我下面还有着要做贵重的器皿。
Vessels of honor.
这个我想我下次再跟你们交通好。
I will share with you the next time.
但是我希望我们在主面前我这段时间我的负担。
But my burden in these days.
我们要看重，我们是有责任的。
That we have to see that we have responsibility.
不要以为你要过什么生活你就没责任。
Do not feel that you can live a life without responsibility.
神要 take you responsible.
And He will take you responsible.
你没有得救就算了。
If you're not saved, that's fine.
你为着你所没有得救，你要承受那永远灭亡的后果。
Because you're not saved, then you will have to suffer the.
你今天得救了。
If you're not saved, have to suffer eternal death, but then if you are saved today,
你也有责任的,
you have responsibility.
因为每一个重生得救的, 神都给你责任的,
because everyone who are born again,
神,
God gave you a responsibility.
神都给你有托付了,
but God has entrusted you.
问题是, 我知道主的托付吗?
The problem is, do we know that his entrustment?
我care主给我什么托付吗?
Do I care what he has entrusted to me?
还是我还是无所谓?
Or do I just care less?
我要聚会就聚会。
I will come to meeting when I want to.
我不聚会就不聚会。
If I do not meet,
反正没人可以管我。
It's my own business. Nobody.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你真的重生得救的话,
but brothers and sisters, if you're truly saved and born again,
你把神摆到哪里去了?
Where have you placed God?
他看不见你吗?
Can he see you?
他都看得见的。
He can.
我们有责任的。
We have responsibility.
神救我们就是来侍奉他。
He saved us to serve him.
我们在侍奉他吗?
Are we serving him?
主耶稣在地上说, 你不侍奉他就是侍奉马门, 就是侍奉钱了。
The Lord says, if you're not serving him, you're serving mammon.
他没有说你侍奉别的, 就是侍奉钱。
He didn't say you serve other things but money.
说保罗到提摩太前书最后一章他说, 钱就是万恶之根。
So Paul said that money is the evil, the root of all evil.
你不要像很多学生拼命读书, 好像侍奉学业。
The students, they are studying as if they are serving the,
yeah, 也是侍奉钱,
the, as if they are serving their school, but
读得好一点, 以后工作薪水高一点, 钱,
if they can study well, then they can have better jobs, then it's due for the money.
So 我们今天要很注意这件事情,
so we have to pay attention to it.
我们的主是要我们来侍奉他的,
the Lord wants us to serve him.
我们逃不掉这个责任,
we cannot run away from this charge.
So 我过去跟你们交通了,
I've shared with you in the past.
我愿意温习一下。
I would like to review a little bit.
我们来侍奉主, 我们要爱我们的主。
When we serve him, we need to love him.
主能够吸引我们来爱他。
The Lord can draw us to love him.
我们来到主面前, 尽我们所能的, 来侍奉他。
And in as much as we can, we come and serve him.
我们也尽我们所能的, 来爱他。
And all our best, we love him.
说保罗在圣经里面说, 我是尽我的职分。
That he
I do all the way.
Do all the way my responsibility.
神托付我的, 我是尽我的职分。
In as much as I can, I serve the Lord.
我们的侍奉的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of our service?
建立神的家。
To build up his house.
我们可能只care我, 只关心我自己。
Maybe you only care about ourselves.
我只关心我的家。
I only care about our own house.
所以圣主,这圣保罗说, 我们有多少人关心神的家?
So Paul asked, how many of us care about the house?
在腓立比书第二章说, 个人都关心自己的事, 不关心耶稣基督的事。
In Philippians chapter 2, it says people care about their own.
但是我们又要主所有的祝福。
But we still want all the blessings of his.
这不是我们今天信主的路。
This is not the road when we believe.
难怪你这个祝福没什么祝福。
No wonder you cannot gain all these blessings.
因为我们整个的想法, 整个的手法都错的。
What we think and how we walk is all wrong.
神今天要我们是建立他的家。
The Lord wants us to build up his house.
或者说建立基督的身体。
Or to, in other words, to build up the body of Christ.
真正的侍奉,
true service,
乃是让主的生命能够经过这个器皿, 出去的。
That the Lord's life through this vessel can flow out.
是真正有生命的供应的。
To indeed have this life that you can supply.
我们不是道理的供应, 乃是生命的供应。
We do not supply knowledge, but we supply life.
是我们需要有属灵的分量。
We have to have this spiritual weight.
什么是属灵的分量?
What is the spiritual measure?
你对主的认识有多少?
How much you know the Lord?
圣灵在你身上工作有多少?
How much has the Holy Spirit worked in your
神管教你的有多少?
How much has the Lord disciplined you?
你在主的面前真正的顺服有多少?
How much true submission do you have?
这些形成那个属灵的分量。
All these add up to the spiritual man.
不是我们信主多少年。
Not how many years you have believed in the Lord.
不是我们就懂得圣经多少。
Not how much Bible knowledge you know.
那是主职在我们的里面。 有多少?
But how much the Lord has built up in us.
说但愿我们都愿意来侍奉我们的主。
That May we all want to come and serve him.
我们关心主的事，主也关心我们的事。
When we care about his things, he cares about ours too.
你先求他的国与他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
好，我们低头一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，你何等的怜悯我们。
Lord, such mercy you have shown us.
主，我们常常是往后走的人。
But oftentimes we retreat and turn back.
主啊，谢谢你，你没有放弃我。
Lord, we thank you, you have not given up on us.
你一而再的呼唤我们，能够继续往前走。
Again and again, you call us to go forward.
因为你在前面等着我们。
Because you're waiting for us in front.
并且在这个路上，你也牵引着我们一同往前走。
And on this path, you guide us to go forward.
所以主啊，帮助我们在地上生活。
Lord, help us as we live on this earth.
我们的头能够常常仰望天。
That we will look up to you.
因为我们的帮助是从天而来。
Because our help is from you.
我们的帮助是从你而来。
Our help is from you.
说，但愿今天在地上虽然的纷乱。
Even though this world is chaos.
你能够得着一些人愿意清新单纯的活在你的面前。
That you can gain some indeed to live purely and simply
before you. 保守我们的心不要偏于邪。
Guard our hearts away from evil.
能够保存我们能够纯净清洁的心。
Guard our hearts it can be pure and simple.
不管我们今天在人生哪一个阶段。
No matter which station we are at in our lives.
也不管我们正在面对什么关键的时刻。
No matter what critical moment we are facing.
说把我们转向。
Lord, turn us toward you.
使我们这个人被你得着。
That we can be gained by you.
我们能够与爱你的弟兄姊妹，我们一同来追求。
That we can pursue you with all who love you.
愿主你在这里能够建立你自己的家。
Lord, may you build up your house here.
听我们的呼求。
Hear our cry.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 你去回头走。